Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Neil Herbert, Executive Chairman of Atlantic Lithium, ALL, sick of it all. Neil, thanks for coming on.
It's a pleasure to be here again, Justin.
Yeah, and you've just released eagerly awaited definitive feasibility study, some amazing numbers in there, and we'll dig through that and we'll ask why. I know the markets are dreadful at the moment, in fact historically low on the AIM All share index at the moment, so you know the market sentiment is really bad, but ask why on earth on the back of this release would the share price go down and not up, but we'll discuss that. Before we do, it's a clue in the title there, lithium, but explain what you're about for people not familiar, please, Neil.
So we have the Ewoyaa Lithium Project in Ghana, which we're taking to production. So we're looking for first production in 2025. The project is really a very good project, and the characteristics of it, it's an all-spodumene project. It's not other lithium minerals, which are less desirable. It is located in a very good mining jurisdiction, and it is located close to port and ideally situated for infrastructure. So it's a low-cost and so low capex and low opex project, which the analysts like a great deal, often described as best in class.
Yeah. Well, take us through some of the top line highlights, if you could, Neil, to explain why it's best in class.
So if you look at it as it stands today, you know, we're looking at operating costs now are less than $400 a ton. We're looking at production now growing from what we were estimating previously. Obviously, we put out a pre-feasibility study last year. The key difference between the previous feasibility study and this definitive feasibility study, which we published, is that we've gone for a higher production scenario. And obviously, you'll be aware that the EV revolution is rolling out. There is a huge demand for lithium and particularly for spodumene. So we want to take advantage of that. So what we've done in this compared to what we did last year in the study we put up in the preliminary analysis is we've gone for higher production. So we have a corresponding increase in capital expenditure, which is related purely to the increased production that we are seeking to achieve. So it goes from 125 million to 185 million. But obviously, as those who will be familiar with the project will know, we have an alliance with an American company called Piedmont, and they are providing two-thirds of that funding effectively. So we only have to provide one-third, and we already have off-takers very interested in providing that finance on the basis that they get the product because all these new plants that are being built around the world need more spodumene.
Yeah. I mean, some big figures in there, isn't there? You're looking at average life of mine EBITDA of $316 million per annum. And like I say, a short payback of 19 months, regardless of what the cost, that's a short payback. $1.5 billion of free cash flow revenues, life of mine, $6.6 billion. Some big numbers in there. And so, I can't see from this. Do you think it's the market, or is it those just increased costs that are obviously proportionate to you actually working more and mining more? So is that what's knocked the share price a little bit, you think?
It may be in six of one and a half dozen of the other. These are really, an excellent set of numbers. I'm very pleased with them, and I've congratulated the team on what they've done to get this far. And obviously, we've de-risked the project significantly. Now, the key difference between a preliminary and definitive feasibility study speaks for itself. You know, once you get into the detail and actually get to the point where you have definitive analysis, often costs increase. But that's not what's happened here. I mean, where to the extent that costs have increased on the operating side, this just reflects the fact that we're digging deeper, that our strip ratio increases because we're getting more mineral out. But overall terms, as you've just said, this just adds more to the economics and makes the project more attractive.
Yeah. And so what's happening now? Where do you go from here then, Neil?
So the next important hurdle for us is to go through permitting. So as we have said previously, the next stage will be getting an approval from the ministry regarding our mining lease. We hope to have that in the next quarter, following which we have a period where there's an additional environmental assessment. Obviously, we've been doing this on an ongoing basis, but nothing that we expect to be a problem. And then we have rectification next year. We would hope to do that around the middle of next year. And then we can actually look to break ground on the project towards the end of the year. So very exciting time. What you'll expect in the rest of the year is probably three things coming forward. One is to see the mining license approved. Hopefully the ministry will give us that in the not too distant future. The second one is that we will be looking to secure the financing with an off-taker. So you've seen some really excellent deals being done because these off-takers really need to secure that supply for their chemical plants. And the last thing you can see is more results for our exploration program. As I think we talked about recently, we're getting ongoing results. We're doing a lot of drilling across the property because we have a lot of exploration ground that could potentially add to the resource.
Yeah, yeah, excellent stuff. And tell us about lithium at the moment. What's the price looking like?
So it's around $4,000. Mm-hmm. So if you look at what we put out today, you'll see we're modeling around $1,500, $1,600 a ton. So that's well below the long-term. So the actual price today,
yeah.
But obviously we're being conservative in our modeling. We can't accurately predict what the lithium price will be, but there is a growing expectation that the lithium prices will remain high. And obviously if they do, the economics from this would be significantly more than we're estimating here. So it's a very interesting time to be in lithium, particularly spodumene, because the spodumene is the most flexible in terms of the products that you can have. If you're producing from brines, or if you're producing particularly from clays, you have to get a chemical product early. So the fact that you can actually stockpile spodumene concentrate and keep it in its state without it being altered is an important factor for the chemical plants.
Yeah, okay. Well, and obviously for the three reasons, if someone's listening to this sees an opportunity in the dip in the share price, but they're not yet following the story, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button, Neil, if you could.
So first of all, best-in-class project. Many of the analysts will say this. It's really a very good project in terms of its CapEx, OpEx. Secondly, and equally important, it actually gets to production during the lithium boom. So there are lots of new projects out there, but many of those projects, to be honest, are 6-10 years from production. You're looking at first production here in 2025, so we'll actually be able to take advantage of these high prices in the shorter to medium term. And then finally, lots of upside still. One of the things we've done with the plant configuration is we're already looking to see how we can actually get more production out of the plant in the future, and indeed where we're going to get greater resource in the ground. As I said, we're doing a significant drilling program as we go forward.
Excellent stuff. Good to chat to you, and hopefully catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Always a pleasure.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.